Freedom of choice.
This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. Today I talk about freedom of choice. I know I am God. And as I am God, everybody is God. And everybody has the freedom of choice to be what he wants to be. Everybody can do the work he likes to do. And the question is there something, any art or any business that is more spiritual than the other? In my idea, I think everything is spiritual and everything is guided by God. God is in everybody. God talks to everybody and everybody is God. So, the freedom of choice I take when I stay up for my ideas. Or I like to do a certain work. I like to be a cook or a baker. Then I learn that business, learn that art of being a baker. I know everything about and I like it. First of course, it's important to like myself and to like what I do. The same is for them being a minister. Minister first likes himself and then he can administer to his congregation and explain what is life all about and talk to them about what they would like to be. So, for instance, my idea is that one who learns being a baker learns everything about the various kinds of material he needs for baking cake and bread. And he knows exactly which to choose. And not only that, but when he is preparing the things, he puts all his love into it and knows how to do, prepare the paste and then puts things in the oven, how to do the quantities, and taking more of one butter or more eggs, and this is the result is then different, or more yeast. And it is all his choice. He has a free choice to use the ingredients he likes and things that or have already experienced, make a good cake, make something delicious. And so is a minister. He knows, he has studied all what belongs to a ministry, how to act with the people, how to do, how to celebrate a wedding, how to consult the people, the spouses who get married, and baptism, and all these things. And also he loves himself. And in each time he consults with somebody, he puts all his love into the subject, into what he's treating for. This is also seems so simple. And indeed, it is simple. There is nothing that is difficult because whatever I choose, I make the choice, I make a free choice for what I like to be and what I like to do and what I like to perform. And of course, I also have the choice to take the best education, to make the best studies that bring me to being a perfect, very sound minister or a very good baker. This is true for everything. Always having the right attitude about what I am doing without comparing what others do, what others say. This is also my choice. I choose to be myself and having fun in what I do. And so I think everybody who is at the level of having fun chooses what he wants to do and loves himself. This is the most important attitude, to love myself and to be happy about the things I am doing or I am asked to do. Somebody may say, well, there is a big difference between being a minister and a baker or a cook. For me, no, there is no difference because everybody listens within. and listens to what is going on, and when he wants to know something, he finds a solution, the answer, from within. He can study books over books and go to courses and courses, but sometimes the best answer he gets directly from within for the things he wants to solve and to do. So here we are. Spiritual work is the same work as a regular relative work. All is the same. And to being successful, it depends of the person. Depends of the person, what the person, how the person applies, what the person has learned, the various teaching the person has followed during the training. And so it is. Here in the monastery, we have a very thoughtful training, and we see the effect, we see the results, that it is worthwhile to be trained here. Indeed, it is open to everybody, to the idea of everybody, and everybody can find the best solution and accept what the teaching says. There is difficult to find something really contradicting or contrary to this way of teaching. This is what I like to say about spiritual and non-spiritual and being a monk or not being a monk. It is all the same. Whatever I do, it is spiritual, because all is spirit. Everybody is God. God is everywhere, is omnipresent. And so I think this is clear, that there is no difference. And the less difference I make between one and the other, the better it is for me, because it is positive. Just being positive, accepting and everything, and having a good attitude about what I see and what I hear. Yes, being positive, that's the only thing I care for, and what I speak, how I speak it, how I present myself. And so this is the way I did direct my life. I wish you a wonderful day. Bye-bye.